Buenos días, welcome to today's Mayito Minute. I was in the grocery store the other day and I was overhearing a conversation that a mom was having with their child, and they're just talking through some kind of scenario. I can't remember exactly what it was, but all of a sudden at the end of it all, the mom says to the child, "Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?" And therefore that got me to thinking, and gave me the idea for this episode. As I thought about what the mom had, the question that she had just asked her child, I thought to myself, as this child is probably like toddler age, old enough to, speak and understand what the mom was saying to them, I thought, the child probably could totally imagine whatever it was that, she was asking. If the child was probably like, "Yeah, I can imagine that. I can see it right now. It feels real to me," whatever, right? Whatever's going on in that child's mind. And it just got me to thinking about imagination. Imagination, we might call it visualization, we might call it imagery, right? We've grown up to label it something different, but a child doesn't know what visualization is. They don't know what imagery is, but they know what an imagination is. They know what being imaginative is, right? They know what it is to kind of let me think about something and let me create a picture of it in my mind, and boom, it becomes real right in front of me. They'll play little games with themselves. They'll have little scenarios. They'll say some things, and oftentimes as adults, we're kind of going, "Where are you seeing that? Or how is it that you're doing that?" Or whatever it happens to be. A lot of times we find it funny. They're pretty funny moments. But what do children have that we're lacking as adults? And for a child, being imaginative, using their imaginations, is a way to create a scenario or an experience that they desire. So, if they want to, my daughter, she plays school with her neighbors a lot. Like, they create a classroom full of students and they're reading and they're doing all of the things, and they want to play school, so they make it happen, and they make it happen with their imagination. Some of the things are real, like dolls and stuff like that, but they're not real, but they make them to be real people, right? So they're still using their imaginations, and that's what children do. They use the power of their imaginations to get what they want, to get what they desire, to create it, and to make it come to life. Now, as adults, I mean, do we use our imaginations? And I would say we absolutely do. And we probably use our imaginations more than most of us think. However, the difference, the large difference, the main difference between a child's use of their imagination and an adult's use of their imagination is that as adults, we use our imaginations to oftentimes instill fear and doubt in ourselves, lack of confidence in ourselves, because we take that imagination and we walk it down and we take it to places where it kind of really shouldn't go. So what I want to end with is this: like, how do we then use our imaginations for good? How do we use our imaginations more in a childlike way to get what we desire, to create what we desire? Well, the first thing we've got to do is we've obviously got to be able to imagine, to be able to paint a very vivid, a very colorful picture of whatever it is that we desire. And I think that a lot of us have probably done that before, and we're probably pretty okay at that. I think that skill can be practiced and refined and made stronger, but for the most part, most of us can do something like that and have done something like that. But the next thing is probably even more important. And that's okay. Once you've got that colorful picture, that vivid picture. And now you're ready to get to work on how do you make that happen? Here's where the imagination can be used for the greater good, or it can be used to instill that fear and that doubt. When going back to children here, because there are a blueprint for this, they're really good at this. They're way better at it than adults. When a child comes across an obstacle or something that doesn't jive well with what they desire, that's where we get the real interesting use of imaginations. That's where things get a little bit wild for us as adults. That's where we look at it and go, where are you seeing that? How are you getting that? How do you say that that looks like that, but it's just a this, right? Like those kinds of moments. That's where a child comes across an obstacle or something that isn't what they want, and they make it what they want. They use their imaginations to make it fit their narrative. And so that's what I want to leave us with. We need to get there. We need to get to the place where, okay, I'm imagining this desired thing, this desired outcome, this thing that I want, this goal that I want to achieve, whatever. I'm coming across an obstacle of some sort. How can I use my imagination to think around, over, through, under this obstacle to still make it a reality, to still make it come true, to still possess it? That's where we're at. You may have to get real creative, like a child, but it's always possible, isn't it? Because look at children. They can make something out of nothing. They do all the time. So let's use them as an example. They're good ones. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. I hope that this finds you well as we're getting ready to have Christmas here. I hope that you guys are well. I hope you guys can enjoy some good time with some friends and family. And as we get ready for 2024, I hope that you've got some cool things on the docket to go after and to do. And if you would like some help in the mental area to do those kinds of things, to achieve those kinds of things, I would love to partner with you. So reach out to me and let's see if we can't link up in 2024 and get the ball rolling on some of that stuff and help you become the best version, or at least a better version of yourself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Till next time.